Hey, pshita here, where you have a choice to make the gzeirah shava from two words, and one is exactly alike. Hey, pshita, like the Mora says, avlehecha bika midi didomilei, but didomilei alfinon avad. It's more mistabat to make the gzeirah shava to the exact same word. So we're starting out from the word chutz, and here also the pasuk says umadoisa mi chutz liir espas kedma paim bama. Since it says here by the word chutz, and it says alpaim bama. Therefore, the gzeirah shava of at least the asmachta to say the tchum is totally in 2,000 amis is from the pasuk that talks about 2,000 amis, and not from the other pasuk that talks about 1,000 amis, because there it says a loshin mikir ha'ir v'chutzah. It says the word chutzah, not the word chutz. So therefore, you'd rather learn out from 2,000, which is the exact same word, than from 1,000, which is a little different word. Yeah. So after Gemara. So in the Mishnah we have a machoikis, that was somebody standing outside in the road, and he's kind of shvis to where he's standing, so we say he's allowed to walk alpayim ama. Now, Rabbi Chanina ben Atigma says that means we make like a circle all around him. We make the diameter the radius of 2,000 amas to go all around him like a circle, whichever side any. Direction he wants to walk, he can only walk 2,000 amos. And the next man, the Amos said, no, we make him like a square, as if to say it's a square around him, and in Afkaminarik, if he walks diagonally, he's allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos. And we always say there are 2/5 more to the diagonal to the regular side. For the Gemara Kasha now, how do you hold only circled 2,000 amos? If you learn the gzeir shava from this pasuk of the zaypeyus ksivan, here it says pas. Pas means like a corner. So you see, klo, we made these 2,000 amas squared to give him the corners. Iles the gzeir shava. Elamai, you don't learn after this gzeir shava of the zayapayim amas minolei. How do you know the yisoid of 2,000 amas then? And the gemara liyer lemis like gzeir shava enechanami. Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas also learns out this gzeir shava. Of the zay the kashrut, here it says the word pas, which means a corner. The Shani Hoche over here, by the Ore Levium, the outside the city here is different. The Yom Akro, the Pasuk says, Ze Yil Lehem Migrishay Horin. This should be the outside of the city. So we dashin Lo Ze Atanoisin Peis. To here, by the Ore Levium, do we give it cornered, the 2,000 Amis. We give corners to it, make it like a square. The Atanoisin Peis Lashayv Se Shabbos. Mashenki in the gate of Aloch is of going chutz the tchum, there we do not give a square, we just make it circled all around him. So the Mar of Rabbonin, what do Rabbonin hold? Toni Rav Chanina, Oimer, Kezeh Yehei Kol Shreif Se Shabbos. Even though the post says the Lashon of Zeh Yeh, doesn't mean the Miyit, no faket, it means the Ribui. Zeh means like Kezeh, like this shear of 2,000 Amas squared off, that's the same type of a shear we give to Shreif Se Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Achav Rabbi Yaakov, Hamavir Dal Damas Mishus Rabin. If somebody wants to carry something, Dal Damas in Mishus Rabin, is Dalochor Einoi Chayiv Ad Shemavir Hein Bialach Sunan. Now that we're saying we always make it something squared, so without that we say you're not allowed to pick up something Mishus Rabin and walk Dal Damas, then put it down, you take a potter if you only walk Dal Damas. You have to walk now 5 amis and 2/5. You have to make believe as if there's a square, this Dalad Amas by Dalad Amas is a square, and you have to walk the Alachsun Shabbai, which is 2/5 more. So 4 times 2/5 is 8/5, which comes out to be 8/5 come out to be 1 3/5. So therefore you're allowed to walk 5 amas and 3/5 of an amma. That means up until then you're mutter, and after that that's what you chay. So Gemara, and Lamaisa we paskal like this, just as a machlokes, does this Gemara mean when you walk in the alachsan of the world, or even if you walk in mamish north or south of the world, also you have this kula. Omer Rapapa, Bodik Lon Rova. Rova, like Rapapa asked Rova Shailam. Omer Rishus Rabim. We have like a beam, a nomud, a platform in the Rishus Rabim. Kavoya Yud, it's 10 tfachim high. For Reichiv Dalad, and it's Dalad tfachim wide. In other words, it becomes with Shus Yochar on top. It's high Yud Fochim and wide Dal Tfochim. So yes, the Shala, that did you say it's wide Dal Tfochim. Sarah Chayn V'Yalach Sunan, does it have to be like a squared, Dalad square to have the diagonal? Oiloi, or else it's enough to be a circle around Dalat Fochim, like a radius of Dalat Fochim, a Dalat Fochim. V'yamrinulah, he answered back, Poshid, Lav hainu de Rav Chanina, isn't this Rav Chanina's halacha? Tetanya Rav Chanina Weimer, Tizeh yehe kol shayfse Shabbos, that old dinam of Shabbos, whenever you have a shear of Dalat Damas, of Dalat Fochim, it has to be squared, and the square is the pshat, it has to be a lachson, it has to be a diagonal there also. So maybe whenever you have a Rishus HaYochid, the smallest shear, it has to be a Dalat Fochim, but it has to be a squared Dalat Fochim. You can't have a circle Dalat Fochim. So the Mishnah says, V'zehu Sha'amru Oni Mara Baraglov. And Amra Meya Onu Ein Lonu El Oni. So let's see the Mishnah again. Because the Gemara now is going to be masber what the machlokes in the Mishnah is. That the Mishnah again said at the end of the Mishnah said v'zuhi shomru ha'oni mara baraglav. It's in the case that a person is out walking in the fields and it becomes ben hashmoshes. So he says a shrisa should be right where he is right now. That's a nudin eru b'tchumim. Even though you don't have pas, it's just baraglav you're standing there. You could be kerni yeshrisa. The Amar Rav Meir onu ein lonu el oni. The man says this kula is only by an oni, like this case we're out on the road. Mashenkin if you're usher means you're at home and you have bread and you want to walk out to be at the end of the tchum to be kerni yeshrisa by just standing there. It's not chal according to Rav Meir. We have Yehudu Weimer, echad oni v'yechad usher. No, even an usher. Now an usher here means anybody that's at home. And usually, no matter how poor you are, you still have bread in your house. But like talking about Friday before Shabbos. So if you're at home and you do have pas there, so Reb Yehuda holds you're allowed to walk yourself and be outside by the tchum at the beginning of Shabbos and you're kind of shvisa and then walk back home. As Reb Yehuda holds you don't badafka have to use a pas. Even an usher is allowed to walk there with his feet. Observe the Mishnah ends off. Lo yomru marvim bapas. The Chur is going according to Reb Yehuda. That we say you're allowed to use the pas. According to Reb Yehuda, just means there's a kula that if you don't want to walk out to the fields at the beginning of Shabbos to be there, you're allowed to put a pas or send it with a shliach. That could also be erev. But according to Reb Yehuda, the ik erev is to walk out there and to be there wherever a person is at the beginning of Shabbos. That's where his tchum is chal. So let's see the Gemara now. Omar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says machloikis. Where's the machloikis Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda? If an usher, if a person that's at home that has bread, can he make this erev or not? That's been koimi. That's like we just got finished saying. In a case where the person himself is standing outside the tchum, and he's outside his house and in the field, and he says, I want my shris to be chal where I'm standing right now, that's where the machloikis is. To Reb Meir, so ver ike erev apas. Reb Meir holds the ike yisoid, and the rubit tchum and rabban will make all, is if you put pas down outside. And wherever your pas is, that's where your tchum, that's where your shvis is chal. So that's the ikadin of using a pas. Our Mishnah says you're allowed if somebody's walking on the roads and he gets stuck, he could say wherever he is right now, he wants a shvis to be chal, even though he doesn't have pas. Land Rameyam Aba Oni. Who the Akilu Rabbanan Alayu? There's a special kula the Rabbanan said an Oni. An Oni here means, it doesn't mean how much money you have. Just means you're stuck in the road now and you do not have any pass with you, any bread with you. The Rabbanan will make it for you. You're allowed to say, Shvisasi Tachti. Abel Oshir. Let's say somebody that's rich, that means somebody that's at home and has pass there, Loi. He's not allowed to leave his house on Friday and walk outside to be by the outside in the field at the beginning of Shabbos. It's not Chal according to Reb Meir. For Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda holds no. Ike Erev Eregel. The Ike Erev Alamol is to be there wherever your feet are, because wherever you are, that's where Erev is Chal. Mela Echad Oni V'Echad Osher. Even though you have bread in your house, still if you're stingy, you don't want to leave the bread outside in the fields, or you're afraid it'll get ruined there, so you're allowed to walk out to the fields before Shabbos, and be there for the beginning of Shabbos, so you're kind of shvist outside in the fields, and that's called the Rubit Chum also. The ik erev is wherever a person is standing. Abul. So this is Rav Nachman learning. This is the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Abul, but more complaining. But the beginning of our Mishnah, where we said a tremendous chiddush that even though you're not standing underneath that tree, you're 2,000 amos away from the tree, still you have a new kula that you're allowed to say you want your shvisa to be chal underneath that tree. then Divrei Hakol, everybody holds, only in Asher Loi, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's only a special kula for somebody that is traveling Friday afternoon, and he realizes he'll never get home before Shabbos to get into his chum. That's what Rabbanan gave him this kula. He could say that I want my shvisa to be chal 2,000 namas down the road. Of a person that's an usher, means a person that's at home in his house, he has no heter to say, I want my shvisa to be chal 2,000 namas down there underneath a special tree. For an usher, the Rabbanan never gave this kula. Now, the Gemara's Masbi, according to Rav Nachman, the Zuhi Sha'amru, at the beginning, it was says, this is the one that said that only an Oni could do it, not an Asher. Man Ketonilo, who learns this? That's Ramey. This is a Ramey Shita. The Yahechi Koi, Rashi says this is the Baksa, this is the Girsa it should be. Not Viahe, nor Viahechi Koi. In which case is Ramey saying his din? Dafkur an Oni and not an Asher. Aenoi Makir Oishene Boki Balocha. Somebody does not know this kunst to say 2,000 Namas down the road, but instead he says, where I'm standing right now, I want my shrisa to be chal where I'm standing right now. Still, Rameyeh says that's only good for an oni. Mashenken and Osher, somebody that's at home and has bread, he is not allowed to walk out to the fields at the beginning, right before Shabbos, and say, shrisasi should be where I'm standing right now if you do not have bread with you. That's Rameyeh Shita. Now, the end of the mission, it says, v'loi omru ma'arvim b'past el lohokul. Now, that's mashma, the ik erev is wherever you are standing. And the din that you can use the bread is only a kula. Man ketonilo, who learns that? That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That Rabbi Yehuda learns that everybody is moida. That if you are walking and you are there outside by the tchum, wherever you are, you are allowed to say shvisasi bimkaimi. Wherever I am, I want my shvisa to be chal. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, and that's where we hold la locha, the yik of an erev is where a person is standing. Wherever you are, you have this din of Al Yetse Ish from Kaimai. You can't walk out, you can't go 2,000 namas from where you're standing. But the Iker is where you're standing. Nor there's a kula, if you don't want to stand outside the Tchum, you're allowed to put a pas before Shabbos, and your pas, your bread, should be kind of for you. This is the way Rav Nachman learns Pshat, and we pass it like this, according to Rav Yehuda. That comes out the Maisa, that if you're standing outside there, even an usher can make an error that way. But the first kula of the Mishnah, that if you want, stay home, and Stam say you want your Erev to be chal down there underneath the tree, even though you say which place, that doesn't help by an usher if you're at home. It only helps a special kula, somebody that's on the derech, somebody that's traveling, and realizes you won't make it home, through a Rabbanu will make that you could say your Shvisa should be chal 2,000 namas down the road underneath a special tree. Now, the Gemara of Rabbi Chizda, Rabbi Chizda says no. Machlokes b'mokam pleni. The machlokes where Meyan Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah is a machlokes in this case where a person says he wants the shrisa to be chal down the road, down there, 2,000 namas there. That's where there's a machlokes. The Rabbi Meyan sover only in Arshaloi. Rabbi Meyan says, good. In such a chiddush to say that you want your shrisa to be chal down the road even though you're not there, and even though you don't have a pas there, it's only a kula if a person's an oni, means somebody traveling on the road, and not an usher. Somebody that's at home, and could take a pas, or could walk out there, to a boy will not make it to sit home and say, you want your shvisa to be chal down there underneath that tree. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. But Rabbi Yehuda saw Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Echad oni, the echad usher. No, even an usher has this kula. Even though you're at home now, and you have bread at home, still you don't have to walk out to the fields. It's in a case where you know where there's a mokum mesuyim, you know a special tree there, which is outside there, you're allowed to stam say bediber, you want your shvisa to be chal outside there. Well, that Tosfos speaks out, really, l'chura. The kasher is, according to Rabbi Yehuda now, according to Rabbi Chizda, what do you ever have to have a pas for? Like, who's going to ever put a pas? Since you're allowed to be an usher even at home, and stam say you want your shvisa to be chal outside in the fields, underneath a tree, so why should anybody ever put a pas of bread outside there for an erev? You could always make an error by just saying you want your shvisa to be chal outside there. So Taisus answers Yeshloimah, Tahai lahokil hecha delek ilon oigeder. Enough kumener is you don't have a mokum mesuyim. You don't have a tree. There are 2,000 namas and mamish in the middle of the field there. So there's no mokum mesuyim. So you can't stam say shvisose tachti over there. There's no special mokum. So then you can only do it with a pas. If you put a bread there before Shabbos, then wherever your pas is, that remains the mokum mesuyim, and for that, your erev is chal. That's when you need a pas. Ve'enech nami, any time you know a makam asuim, you know a special tree outside there, you're allowed to be home in your house, and you could say you want your shvisa to be chal outside there under the tree. So the Gemara, avu b'mkaymi, in the case where you're outside in the field, and you want your shvisa to be chal where you're standing right now, then divrei hakol, everybody holds, even Rav Meir, that echad oni v'yechad osher. This is according to Rav Chisda, that everybody holds, where you're standing outside there in the field, even though you're an osher, even though you came out from your house. But now that at the beginning of Shabbos, you're standing outside there in the field, it's like a chal yeshrisa where you're standing. Why? Because the svar is, the ike erev regel, the ike yisayd of an erev tchumim is, wherever you are standing at the beginning of Shabbos, that's where you're kind of yeshrisa. V'zui sh'omru man ketoni lo, that our Mishnah says, zui sh'omru only an oni, and not an osher, who learns this? Rav Meir says this din. For Yehechi Koi, where is Rav Meir saying this din? According to Rav Chisda, it's going aho. It's going back to the ratio of the Mishnah. Aho, that Mishabo Baderech, somebody's on the road. The Choshchon's getting nighttime, and we say he's Lares Seish. We saw say Tachas Ilan Pliny. Even though it's 2,000 amas down the road, you're not there, and you don't have your pass there. Still, you have this special kula. So Rav Meir Davkin Oni has this chulik, you could say, Shvisase Tachas Ilan Pliny. Now, the end of the Mishnah says, Loi Omru Marvim a Pas El Lohokul, that at the end of the Mishnah says, the reason to use a pass is only a kula, but Mashma, really, if you walk there, it's always good. Mant Kitonilo, who learns this? Divri Hakul. According to Rav Chisda, goes according to everybody. Because everybody, even Rav Meir is Moida, that the Ik Erev is Baragla, where you are standing. So if you are standing outside in the field and you want your tchum to be chal where you are, everybody holds that's good. So what's the Indian to use a pasta and to use bread? And Echnami, it's only lohokel alav, it's only to make a kula when you don't want to walk there, you don't want to be outside, then you don't want to be there at the beginning of Shabbos, you let up put a pas outside before Shabbos, and at the beginning of Shabbos, when the pas is there, your erev is chal wherever your pas is. So this is the machlokes Reb Chisda and Reb Nachman. So the Gemara Tanya Kavosad Rav Nachman. I'll bring your raya to Rav Nachman's pshat, and Allah will take a paskin like Rav Nachman. What's the raya to Rav Nachman's pshat? His da brayser it says, Echad oni v'yechad osher. Whether you're an oni. Now again, an oni here means that you're on the road traveling and you don't have bread with you. V'yechad osher means even though you're at home now and you do have bread in your house, it's still ma'arvim b'pas. If you want to, you're allowed to put a pass outside there, and wherever your pass is, that's where you're kind of shvisa. For lo yetze osher though, but a rich person, somebody that's inside his house Friday, should not leave his house on Friday, chutz l'tchum, to walk outside to be exactly a payim am away from his house. V'yoyma shvisasi b'mkoymi. In order to say that he wants at the beginning of Shabbos, the shvisa should be chal where he is. In other words, you can't just walk out there and be there and say you want the shvis underneath you. Why? Now, Rav Meir is saying, Claw, we only gave this kula for somebody to say that now that I'm outside in the field, I want my shvis to be chal where I'm standing, even though I do not have any bread here. That's only a kula for an oni, somebody that's traveling on the road and doesn't have bread with him. But for an osher, the rabbanim will not make him. In other words, according to Rav Meir, the ikur yisayid of an erev is to use a pas. So every you are at home Friday, and you have bread in your house, and you could put the pas outside there, the rabbanim will not make him any other way, only by putting a pas outside there. So this lechur is a chloride, according to Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman says, according to Rav Meir, only a noni can use shvisasi b'mkoymi, but an osher cannot do it. Mashenken, according to Rav Chisda, doesn't come out. Yeah, Mashenken, according to Rav Chisda, doesn't come out. Because Rav Chisda said, everybody holds that you can make an Erev where you are standing. Even though you're an Asher, you're allowed to walk outside and make the Erev, even according to Rav Meir. And here the Brisa says, Klor, according to Rav Meir, an Asher is not allowed to leave his house and walk out to be by the end of the Tchum without a pass. Bedavka has to use the pass. So this is a riot to Rav Nachman's pshat in the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, when the brass goes white and says, Rav Yehuda says, Echad oni v'yechad osher. No both. even though you're an usher, still you're allowed to ma'arvin beregel, that a person is allowed to leave his house on Friday and go outside in the fields and be there at the beginning of Shabbos and say shvisasi bimkoimi. That's the Reb Yehuda shita. Even an usher could do this, and halacha we paskin like this shita according to Reb Yehuda. V'zehu ikra shel erev. This is the ikra of an erev that we hold where a person is standing. That's where the ikra of the erev is. Now the hetiru chachomim lebalabais. The chachomim was mekel for balabos lishaleach eruvoi biyad avodoi. He's allowed to send his erev, his pas, with his eved, or else biyad benoi his son, biyad shluchi gistam mekeshliach v'shvil lehokel olov. This is only a kula that if you don't want to walk there and be there at the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to send pas with the shliach with somebody else. But it's only a kula because the ikar hadin is, wherever you are standing, that's where your shvi says chal. Omer Rav Yehuda, Maisa b'yanshei beis mamul. There was a maisa that happened by the people of beis mamul, or b'yanshei beis gurin, b'yaruma, and the people living of beis gurin in Aruma. Shoyu mechalkin g'roi grisu tzmukum laniyim, b'shnei b'tzoris. They used to give a lot of tzedakah. It was a hunger, the famine year. It was a bad year. And they would give out gregis, that means dried out figs, or tzmukim, dried out grapes, or raisins, and give it to the aniyim. O boyin oni aniye kfar sichin, the ani kfar chananya, that the aniyim from these towns wanted to come to Aruma in order to get these matonas to eat. So, how did they leave the house? Their house was 4,000 amas away from here. So you're not allowed to walk 4,000 amas on Shabbos. So what they did was, they walked 2,000 amas before Shabbos, or ma'achshichim ala tchum, and they used to sleep there on the tchum. L'mochros, the next day, mashkim boyim, they would come into the city, and take this matonis teeth, because now they were kind of shvisa where they are. This is good that you did l'shitosai, even though these are niyim. When they left the house, they were called like an anoshir then, because they had bread in the house. Still, they were allowed to walk out and sleep in the field there, and be kind of shvisa there, and then on Shabbos morning get up and walk another 2,000 amas into the city. So the kids, we have a raya here that Rav Nachman's pshat is right, and we pass the libra of Yehuda that wherever you are standing, even if you don't have your pas there, you're allowed to say shvisasi tachti. Mashenkin, the kul to say that you want your shvisa to be chal down the road, alpayim mam underneath a tree, that's only mutter, even according to Rav Yehuda, by an oni, somebody that's traveling and stuck on the road, Mashenka and by an osher, somebody that's at home, has no heter to say, I want my shvis to be chal down there underneath the tree. Omer Ravashi masnisen dami deka. Ravashi says, for now, Mishnah, we also have a raya to Rav Nachman's pshat in the machlokes. Tiktoni, because it's a Mishnah later. The next Mishnah says, Mishayotso leilach le'ir. A person picked himself up on Friday and started to go to another city, Shem Arvin Lo. In other words, this next city is like 4,000 amas away from your city. So if you make an eruv et chumim in between, you're allowed to walk from your city to that city on Shabbos. Now he picked himself up on Friday and didn't want to make any eruv et chumim. He wanted a mamish go and walk there to this other city. Now while he was walking, v'herziru chaveroi. His chaverim came over to him and told him, you should know, it's too cold outside, it's too hot outside, it's going to rain tonight, you're better off staying home. And he goes back home. The halacha is tomorrow, Shabbos morning, hu mutar leilach. He's allowed to get up and walk to that city on Shabbos. The chol b'nei yir, but everybody else, the rest of the people in the city, is asurim, are also to walk to that city on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Yehuda himself. Now, Vavinim Bo, the Gemara later is going to ask the Kasha, Maishno Iyu, Maishno Inu. What's the difference between this person or the rest of the people in the city? The Chur was talking about he did not put any pas bread outside there. He did not make an Eruv Chumim. Since he did not make an Eruv Chumim, just like the rest of the people in the city, are not allowed to walk to that city because it's 4,000 amas away, so why could this person walk there like he didn't make an Eruv Chumim? The Yomar Rav Huna is Mazvah Pshan, the next missionary is, Hocha B'mayaskinu, we're talking about, Kegoyin Shiyeshloi Shnei Batim. This person owns two houses. He owns one house in this city here, and he owns another house in the next city, which is 4,000 amas away. Ushnei tchumei shamas b'neim. There's exactly 4,000 amas between us, this city here, and the next city there. Now, the Maisa was Friday. This person picked himself up and started to leave this city to go to the house he has in the next city. So he says, Svari Zicha has das to go to live in that city. He has a house there. He wants to get there. So the Svari is, Ihu, he himself, Kivan the Nofik lay Liurcha, since he started to walk on the road, that he left his first deer in this city to go to the next city. So he's called like an Oni now. He's traveling on the road. His heavenly Oni. He has a din like an Oni. So therefore, we consider when he started to walk on the road, the Rashi, Busunsi Rashi, it says, if he said he wants the Shvisa to be Chal, Bimakam Pleni. Whereas he wants the Shvisa to be Chal underneath the tree that's punked in the middle of these two cities, which is 2,000 Namas in the middle, he wants the Shvisa to be Chal, he wants the Shvisa to be Chal underneath that tree. So therefore, he that left his town was on the Urchazon, the Derech, he got a Shemoni. And about at that time he said, or at least we consider as if he meant to say that his Shvisa should be Chal underneath that tree, his Taka Chal underneath that tree. Therefore, tomorrow on Shabbos, he's allowed to travel 4,000 Amis, because it looks as if his Shvisa is in the middle of the, in between the two cities. So he's 2,000 Amis this way is of his Erev. So on Shabbos, he can walk back to his Erev and walk another 2,000 Amis to the other city. Vashenkei Vahanach, the rest of the people in the city, since they did not pick themselves up and leave the city at all, is Ashirim Ninu. They're like an usher, and the Melech, they have no right at all to say Shvisasi v'mokam pleni. They can't make the Erev Tibichal underneath that tree, underneath that tree that's in the middle between the two cities. Therefore, they can't walk to that other city. Alma, what do we see from here? That Kol b'mokam pleni, anytime you want to say your Shvisa should be down the road, not where I'm sitting, standing right now. I want my Shvisa to be further down the Mokam Pleini. When do we have this head there? Only in. Only if you started to go traveling. You're on the road already. And like here, the person picked himself up to leave this city. I'm not to go to the next city. He didn't just want to go to see. Mitchil, he had Dachta Mamash to go to the next city. Therefore, we say he has a shame. Oni. Therefore, his Erev is Chal. Mashenkin, Oshaloi. But the rest of the people in the city, since they did not leave the houses, they're called an usher. For them, the Erev is not Chal. They can't say B'mokam Pleini. Therefore, it's not Chal. Is Shema Mina. So we see a Klor Raya that goes according to Rav Nachman, and not according to Rav Chisda. Because according to Rav Chisda, Rav Yehuda was Mekel, even in this case, that even an usher could say, I want my Shvisha to be Chal, B'mokam Pleini. And here in the next Mishnah, which is Rav Yehuda Sheet, it says Klor. Only a Noni could do this, and not an usher. So it's a Klor Raya to Rav Nachman. So the Mara Masni Lei, Rav Chia Barashi Lechia Barav Kaimi Derav. He learned this over in the front of Rav and said, Echad Oni V'Echad Oshir, that they're allowed to say Shvisasi B'mkoimi. In a case where they're standing outside the Tchum, they're allowed to say, I want the Shvisi B'chal underneath where I'm standing. And Omalei Rav, Sayim Beinami Alochak Rav Yehuda, that we pass can learn Rav Yehuda, Ali B'd Rav Nachman, that in a case where you're standing outside the Tchum, even though you're an Oshir, you left your house Amnas to stand there, Yerev is Chal. But in the case where you're at home, or even if you're on the road, and you want Yerev to be Chal further down the road, 2,000 Amas down, the Mokam Pleini, that's only Mutta for an Oni, and not for an Osher. And that's Talocha. So let's just see just this last Rashi here. It's Rashi, Ihu, Kivon the Nofik Liurcha, since he himself picked himself up, Amanas to go to the next city. Mishum Halicha Mamish, V'loi Mishum Lara Baraga, they didn't want to make an Erev. Mamish wanted to walk. Heavily oni, he's considered an oni. V'yocholei meshvisasi b'mokam atchum, v'yisayim mokam anikolo shom. Havadi, he has to have a special place where he knows exactly which da'odam is, and it's chal there. So Rashi says, "Aplukta da'amaroi le'kamonot samachloikis, ikleman di'yoma da'afil lo yoma nami." Even though he didn't say anything, still it's good. Kivon yanan sade de'hosem, boy le'mezu, since we know he wants to travel to the next city, is kamando amadomi. It's as if he said, he wants his Shvisa to be Chal underneath that tree that's in between. Yeah. So therefore we say, since he left the city, Even though now people come and tell him and say, don't go, it's going to rain tonight, it's going to be too hot on the road, and he changes his mind, he goes back home, so what? But since Lamaisa he left his city, Al-Manas, to go to that city, he got a shemoni. It's considered like he's traveling on the road, and therefore it's considered as if he said he wants a shrisha to be chal down the road, Al-Payimama, underneath a special tree. We look as if his shrisha stak a chal there. Therefore, tomorrow morning on Shabbos, he's allowed to walk now 4,000 amos from where he is right now. Because if we look as if his shvis is chal in between the two cities, 2,000 amos in between, therefore he could walk until his Erev there, and then from his Erev he could walk on another 4,000 amos further. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.